AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Indiana, demonstrators gathered in the state's Capitol building to protest a plan by the Republican-majority state legislature to redraw Indiana's congressional boundaries. State senators advanced the proposal yesterday. Over the past several weeks, about a dozen have been threatened over their stance or their refusal to immediately declare support. In an interview, Benita Arnold, a redistricting plan protester, expressed her frustration with the proposal.
I feel that if I don't do this today, what will happen tomorrow for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren? Because of my parents and my grandparents telling me the stories of the civil rights movement, I have to do my part.
Audio courtesy of WRTV. A final vote is expected on Thursday. President Trump says he'll allow NVIDIA to sell an advanced type of computer chip used in the development of artificial intelligence to approved customers in China. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Supreme Court seems likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies.
During oral arguments, Chief Justice John Roberts and the five others suggested they would overturn the 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire those members.
Humphrey's executor is just a dried husk of whatever people used to think it was.
The court's already let some board members be ousted, even as legal challenges continue. Ketanji Brown Jackson argues it's a presidential power grab, allowing the chief executive to strip experts from key institutions.
And replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything.
Amit Agarwal, who represents a fired FTC commissioner, worries about the potential damage.
Everything is on the chopping block.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Cameron Dicker kicked a decisive 54-yard field goal, and Tony Jefferson intercepted Jalen Hurts at the one-yard line to seal the 9-4 Chargers' 22-19 overtime victory over the Eagles. Hurts threw four interceptions and lost a fumble. The Colts confirmed that QB Daniel Jones has a season-ending Achilles injury. The team is bringing in retired 44-year-old QB Phillip Rivers for a workout Tuesday. College football, Notre Dame's Jeremiah Love, Indiana's Fernando Mendoza, Vanderbilt's Diego Pavia, and Ohio State's Julian Sayin have been named Heisman Trophy finalists. NBA Heat player Terry Rozier pleaded not guilty to charges he helped gamblers placing bets on his performance in NBA games. And college basketball, Arizona took number one and UConn remains number one in the respective men's and women's AP Top 25 polls. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.